Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. So this time we are diving headfirst into salon retail, you know?
Ooh, fun.
It is fun and important, right?
Right. That's it.
Okay, so we're talking about those products lining the shelves and how we turn those into a real moneymaker.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we're going beyond just the basics here. Like, you already know that retail can help your bottom line, right?
Yeah.
But today, we're really going to uncover how to make it like an organic extension of the service you're already providing.
Because let's be honest, like, I don't want to feel like someone's pushing something on me.
Right.
Especially
after I just got pampered.
Exactly. I just spent, you know, a good amount to like relax, and now you're gonna like upsell me on top of that.
Right. Nobody wants to feel like a walking wallet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's about creating a very seamless, enjoyable experience.
Exactly.
And that starts
with understanding their needs.
Understanding their needs. Yes. Okay. So there was this great aha moment, I thought, from the article we're looking at, and it mentioned offering like these bundled packages.
Okay.
And it even used the example of a new you package, which I love.
Love that.
Yeah. So imagine this. Okay. So a client comes in for a haircut and color.
Okay.
Which already, that's a good chunk of change.
It is.
What if for a little bit more, you sent them home with the Color Safe shampoo and conditioner?
Yes. That's such a good example, because you're not just selling individual products. You're creating a whole experience for them,
right? Exactly.
So that they can keep up that look at home.
They're already investing in themselves.
Exactly.
So it's just like an easy add-on to continue that self-care, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it can't just be the stylist that's on board with it.
Oh, 100% no.
Right.
This is where team education is absolutely crucial. Because if my stylist is, you know, giving me all these recommendations and telling me how much they love the product, and then I go to the front desk and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd love to pick that up. And they're like, oh, we actually haven't sold that in years. Like, what?
Exactly. Or even if they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, sure. You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not
really like empathetic.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. And it just feels,
it feels so disjointed.
Yes.
And it just, it makes the client not trust you.
Exactly.
As a business.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's got to be from the moment they walk in the door, the person answering the phones, to the person checking them out. Everyone's on board and, you know, really knowledgeable about the products and the benefits. And
yeah, like you said, being excited about it.
Yes.
If you're not excited about it, why should they be?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's got to be genuine too, you know.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, if you don't like the product and you're trying to sell it to them, they're going to know.
They can tell. Yeah, totally. But, you know, speaking of creating an inviting atmosphere, let's talk about how you're actually, like, showcasing these products.
It's presentation is everything.
It is. You know, the article really emphasizes this whole organized and enticing display.
Right.
It's more than just keeping things tidy.
100%.
Right.
This is where you can really have fun, I think, and be creative.
Yeah.
With, you know, how you're displaying these products. Because think about it. Like, when you walk into your favorite boutique, right? Like, they've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Like, they're using like good lighting. Mm. They've got like nice displays going on. Maybe they've even got some mirrors placed strategically.
Ooh. Yeah. So you can
see yourself.
See yourself using the product.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's all about that, you know, it's that desire that I need this.
Yes.
That take my money.
Yes. Impulse buy. You know,
yes.
Got to get that impulse buy.
And you know what else can help with that? Samples.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, samples are a game changer.
Right.
I mean,
because you're always like, ooh, if I could just try it.
Especially if it's something new.
Yes.
That you've never tried before. And it's like, well, what if I don't like it? I just spent all this money.
Exactly. And then it just sits in your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
And you feel guilty every time you see it.
Exactly. Or, like you said, it's a great way to extend that experience that they had in the salon.
Right.
You know?
Like, I'm thinking back to
get home with you.
Like, this amazing hair oil I got a sample of once. And I was like,
what is this magic?
Yes. And then I was like, okay, I have to buy the full size.
Yeah.
You know? But samples are great.
Okay,
so speaking of extending the experience,
yes,
we cannot forget about holidays.
Ooh, the holidays are huge,
right?
In retail,
because people are in the spending.
Exactly, they're ready to shop.
They are. They're buying for everybody else,
right?
So why not themselves?
Exactly, and they're looking for, you know, they want something special, for the people that they love. So it's a great opportunity.
So the article mentions like utilizing those special events and holidays, and like my mind is already going like a mile a minute with ideas.
Yeah, tell me.
Like Valentine's Day, you do like a gift set with like, you know, romantic scents or something like that. Yeah. Or like back to school, you do like a little...
Pick school bundles.
Bundle for kids' haircuts.
Oh my God, I love that. Especially if you can do something kind of fun and whimsical for kids.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or even like, you know, limited edition packaging to make it feel...
Yes.
Extra special.
100%.
Right.
Make them feel like it's an experience just buying the product.
Exactly. Like it's like you're capturing the holiday.
Yes.
In a bottle.
Yeah.
Or like a beautifully wrapped skiff set.
Love it.
Okay. But, you know, beyond these like special occasions, how else can we figure out what these clients really want?
Well, I think it really comes down to like, you know, getting to know your clients on a deeper level and like really understanding, you know, what their needs are.
Yeah.
So like one thing you could do is like, you know, next time they're in the chair.
Yeah.
Just have like a little survey for them.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Just like a few quick questions. Like, what are your favorite products that we use?
Okay.
What are you using at home right now?
Smart.
Are you having any challenges?
Yes.
You know, with your hair, your skin, whatever it might be.
Because then it's like you're creating a personalized shopping experience for them.
100%.
It's so much better than just like guessing.
Right.
Being like, oh, well, maybe you'll like this.
Yeah, like you might like this lavender scented thing.
Right.
Even though you've told me you hate lavender.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're getting that direct feedback, you can tailor those recommendations.
Absolutely. And people love that.
They do. Like when you remember what they like and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember last time you said you were having this problem. Have you tried this? Like that is huge.
Yes. It makes them feel seen. It makes them feel heard.
Exactly.
Like you care.
Yes. It's not just a transaction anymore. It's like you're actually giving them like a piece of advice.
100%. And you're giving them a way to continue that experience that they had in the salon.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
At home.
Yes. Like bring the salon home with you, but make it easy.
Exactly. And make it accessible.
Yes.
And make it something that you're excited about using every day.
Okay. So like to wrap up, we've learned a lot about, you know, boosting your retail sales.
So much good stuff.
But it really comes down to like, I love this approach of like, it's not just an afterthought.
Right.
It's really like an extension of the service that you're already providing.
It should feel like a natural progression.
Yes.
From, you know, sitting in your chair, getting your hair done, to then leaving with the products.
Yes.
That are going to help you recreate that.
Okay. And I love that.
At home.
Yes. And like, you know, those clients that are walking out with those bags.
Yes.
They're like walking billboards.
They are.
For you.
Free marketing.
Yes. Exactly.
The best kind.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Yes.
Until next time, happy retailing, everyone.